אתם עם SBS בעברית.
I am Raquel Epstein. I am the owner of two child care centers in Sydney.
Raquel, I wanted to ask you about being an owner of a child care center during the coronavirus. Can you tell us, please, what happened to you and to your business?
The free child care announcement that had been made in the end of March has put immense strain on center providers, staff, and the landlords.
Why is that? Because if there is free childcare center, it means that your center is full. Kids are still coming and you're getting paid by the government.
No, see, that's the wrong information that the government didn't actually give the full information. So I will go through with you on the steps of why there is so much immense pressure on all of us in the sector. So first of all, the non-resident staff are not eligible for JobKeeper, but children of non-resident Australians are eligible for free childcare. This is a very unfair system, and we have to pay them out of our own pocket, because when there was COVID in full swing, the parents took off the children from the center, and our occupancy dropped by more than 70%. When the government announced that there is free childcare, within a week, all the parents wanted to return back, plus new parents wanted to join because it's completely free. Unfortunately, what the government did, a lot of haste in announcing free childcare. They failed to say that the actually center providers and staff were also not consulted to see if there was a better way to help the sector. Government failed to say free childcare means the major brunt will be need to be borne by the childcare providers, which has in turn affected the hard-working, dedicated, passionate frontline staff who are actually working only because they are dedicated to the children, as they could very well sit at home and still receive JobKeeper or JobSeeker.
We are talking to Raquel Epstein. Raquel is the owner of two childcare centers in Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So when the government announced that childcare centers and childcare will be free for everyone, they can just send their kids to childcare, they are not paying the childcare. Like if you suddenly you have 50 children coming to your childcare, you are not getting paid for 50 children. If the 50 children, let's say, I don't even know how much, let's say $100 a day, they used to pay you. You're not getting like $100 per 50 children. You're just getting paid the wages of your staff. Is that how it works?
So we are not getting paid the wages of the staff. We are only getting $1,500 per fortnight for each staff who are eligible. And the list of eligibility is quite complex. So all my staff are not eligible for JobKeeper. And the people who are eligible get only $1,500 per fortnight. They would be earning much, much more than the $1,500 per fortnight. Also, the government used to pay us 50% used to be the government CCS, which is the rebate for the childcare for each child. And 50% was covered approximately by the parent fee. So when the government announced free childcare, immediately that 50% parent fee was, we lost that revenue. Plus, the government used to pay us a CCS, a rebate for the parents. That was cut into 50% as well. So within a day, we lost 50 to 75% of our earnings. To compensate a little bit of that, the government gave JobKeeper. But the JobKeeper wasn't enough because that doesn't even cover quarter of our staff's salary per fortnight.
You are actually not getting paid the full pay per child that comes to the child care. So the government continues to pay the subsidy of 50% per child, but then you don't get 100% per child. It should be compensated by JobKeeper, but because so many people are not eligible for JobKeeper, they lose out.
And also because the JobKeeper doesn't cover most of the salary percentage of each staff. The $1,500 per fortnight, for example, majority of the staff would be earning $2,500 per fortnight. So we fall 1,000 short per fortnight per staff. And rest of the staff are completely not eligible and we have to pay it out of our own pockets.
So how can you survive it?
Many centers are closing down. We have gone to the landlord and begged for a rent reduction. Fortunately, the landlord has given us a small portion of rent reduction because rent deferral is no use because ultimately we'll need to pay that deferral money. And currently we have no earnings, plus we have to pay from our own pocket. So a deferral would have put a heavier burden on us. So at the moment, the landlord has given us some rent reduction. And when I discussed this with all my parents, they came up with a very good idea. They said the means testing of parents for childcare should have continued. So parents who didn't lose their jobs continued paying their fees. And instead of giving us JobKeeper for the staff, the JobKeeper fund should have been used to help pay the fees of needy parents who had lost their jobs, and CCS should have continued in its normal fashion. This would have helped childcare providers give service as normal to all, and it would have kept the sector strong with no negative effect on us, the center providers, our staff, and the landlord. Also, the JobKeeper is being abused by some staff who know they can sit at home or work just a few hours here and there and still get the $1,500 per fortnight. And some staff who were casuals but Australian residents and earned less than $1,500 per fortnight are now jumped up in their wages to earn $1,500 for the same few hours that they used to work. So what I believe is, and what the whole sector believes is, government did a lot of haste in announcing free childcare. They did not consult the actual providers.
What is the time frame now for this free childcare?
We are all asking, when is the next announcement of free childcare going to stop? And no one has the answer.
Raquel Epstein, thank you for talking to us and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.